You're listening to SBS News.
The Collingwood Magpies go into the AFL Grand Final against the West Coast Eagles with the advantage of playing the match at their home ground, the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The Eagles were ranked higher over the season, though, and have won both meetings with Collingwood. Not many experts were expecting Collingwood to have a chance to win its 16th premiership at the start of the season, but that doesn't concern Josh Thomas. The midfielder missed the entire 2015 and 2016 seasons after being banned for taking an illicit substance at a music festival. He says just to be playing a grand final is all he's worried about now.
Certainly wouldn't have pictured this even at the start of the year, let alone a few years ago. So it's been a crazy sort of journey this whole year, really, from a team point of view and personally, just sort of getting back into the best 22 and cementing my spot, and then obviously all the injuries we've had. And it's been pretty crazy, but we're here now and just can't wait to get out there.
For West Coast Eagles coach Adam Simpson, the grand final will be his second since taking charge of the club in 2014. He guided the team to the showpiece event in 2015, which they lost to Hawthorn. This year, though, Simpson says he believes the experience both he and the players have had since that grand final could help his side in this year's decider.
We've all evolved a little bit, grown up a little bit, a few more grey hairs. I've grown with the group and with the players, and we've probably evolved as a footy department more than anything, so I feel like I'm part of the collective on that.
The grand final kicks off on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. The National Rugby League Grand Final, meanwhile, takes place on Sunday evening with a 7:50 p.m. kickoff. All the lead-up has centred on two issues. Storm fullback Billy Slater will get to play his final match in a grand final after his appeal against a suspension for a shoulder charge was upheld. It's the third grand final in a row for the Storm, and for players such as Cameron Munster, it's been a wonderful time to be involved with the club.
It's been a great ride for not only me, but also the club in general. Very proud of being in the grand final for the last 3 years, but we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. The Roosters have been playing some really good football, and we're just really excited to enjoy the week and hopefully play well on Sunday.
The Roosters are concerned about the fitness of halfback Cooper Cronk, struggling with a shoulder injury. One of the linchpin players for the club all season, he'll be missed if he doesn't get fit in time. As a senior player, Cronk says he'll be doing all he can to make it, but he won't be putting his body on the line for purely selfish reasons.
One of the driving forces for me at the back end of my career is providing moments for those kids that haven't. I am now 34, and some of these guys are 20 years of age, and if I can play a small part in those guys having a moment they can cherish when they're a little bit older, I'll do everything I possibly can.
The Roosters will be going for an unprecedented double on Saturday. In the lead-up to the men's match, the Roosters women's team will contest the premiership final against the Brisbane Broncos women's team. In football, in the English Premier League this weekend, the big clash of the round has unbeaten Liverpool, taking its perfect league record to Stamford Bridge to take on Chelsea. The Blues have a big psychological edge after beating Liverpool 2-1 at Anfield in the League Cup during the week. On Saturday night, Manchester United travels to West Ham on the back of two poor results, a home draw against Wolverhampton and a home defeat to Derby in the League Cup. That has piled more pressure on coach Jose Mourinho, who has faced public criticism from current players and the media alike for his conservative playing style. SBS has all the action from London Stadium from 9 p.m. In rugby, the Wallabies are aiming to do something they haven't done since 2011, when they take on the Springboks in the early hours of Sunday morning. It's been 7 years since Australia managed to win on South African soil, but one good omen is the fact that the last time they did it, it was at Port Elizabeth, where Sunday's game is being played. Outside centre Rhys Hodge says the team has been working hard to learn the lessons from the painful home defeat to Argentina last time out.
Been all about kind of nailing that detail individually, not relying on anyone else to kind of get it done. So I think probably that was the big takeaway, but also I guess from a work ethic side of things, probably just I guess taking a breath after I guess some of our mistakes in attack definitely cost us on that turnover defence as well.
In golf this weekend, the Ryder Cup gets underway on Friday afternoon, pitting the United States as best against Team Europe in Paris. Tiger Woods will play for the first time in the tournament since 2014, after his Players' Championship victory last weekend. He's been the focus for much of the build-up, but there's also been a health scare going through the US camp. The United States holds the trophy, but hasn't won it on foreign soil since 1993. Team member Bubba Watson has suggested many of his teammates are under the weather.
We're all pretty tired, as you can tell, my voice. I'm exhausted. A lot of us were kind of getting sick. Not quite half the field last week had something. And then, traveling all the way over here, we're all battling something. Yep.
The biennial event has become one of the most popular golf events outside the majors. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.